The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go.
Expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, and callers. Do not represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
So... Every time they're different and they're so good. And may I say who that was?
That was me.
That was you?
That was me.
That wasn't Greg?
No, that was me.
I thought that was Greg. Oh my gosh, that's a fantastic app. Unless you're really able to do that with your voice.
No, I can't go quite down that low.
Wow.
But I can try.
So, hello everyone.
Good morning.
I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are Stuff. And we're here every Thursday morning, 8:30 in the morning, WTBR 89.7 FM. We just love what we do and we don't even get paid.
I know, but we do get paid in the satisfaction.
It's so true. Yeah. It's so true. Yeah. And just to share, because let's see, you probably have already all heard this. We did a show with our husbands. And we hope that you enjoyed that.
So did we.
Yeah. It was really fun. And we got a lot of feedback on our previous shows. And we hope that we get feedback from our show that we did with our hubbies.
They are definitely masculine voices.
Oh, my gosh. They sort of. they were great. They did a good job.
Yes, they did.
We probably overpowered them, but that's okay.
That's what we're supposed to do.
That's what we do. So we always share with you strange and unusual fun holidays.
Yeah.
So we're going to start with May 29th, hoping that this lines up with when you're listening. They didn't have anything on here for actually on a Thursday,
which
I think is the 24th or so, but... I'm going to start with the 29th because the only other one I have is the 22nd, which if this airs on the correct day, it will be in the past.
Oh, okay.
So the 29 is put a pillow on your fridge day. I think we had that once before.
I've heard that before, but I never understood why.
I never understood that either. Putting it in your fridge, I get, because sometimes people want their pillow cold.
Oh, that I did not know.
When my son was little, he had a pillow, a small pillow that I made for him that he loved. It was just called Pillow.
Aww.
And he would ask me to put that in the refrigerator, and he'd say, make my pillow cold, and he'd unzip his onesie, and he'd put it inside
and
zip it up.
So and he was only 1 year old?
He was probably 2 or 20. It's a good thing he doesn't listen. Hey, thanks, by the way, Patty and Mary.
Yeah, you guys are great.
This morning texted me and said that they had listened to our show, and they were texting each other during the show. They thought it was a riot.
And I can't even remember what we said.
We have no idea. And then our Next Door Neighbors app listeners, thank you so much, Fran and Phil and Ted. We really appreciate your feedback. As to what we are doing.
Yeah.
So the other holiday, National Creativity Day, is the 30th. It's also National Hole in My Bucket Day.
Oh, my goodness.
Everyone knows that
song in the bucket.
So if you have a bucket list for your life, And well, you have a hole in it.
That kind of goes with next week. Your husband was right on the ball last week.
What, the bucket list?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did talk about the hole in the bucket, I think.
No, I just told him that I had finally started my bucket list and I'd finished the very first one. And he said, what, you got a bucket?
He did say that. Good memory.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
And I hope your bucket doesn't have a hole in it. May 30th is also National Creativity Day. And I think I said that one. The 31st is National Speak Incomplete Sentences Day.
Hard to do for some.
Is that? That's a challenge. All day. Speak
not
incomplete.
Really.
Well, you can't say G-Chat. G-Chat. You know what that means. That means, did you eat yet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
June 1st is National Go Barefoot Day and Nail Polish Day.
Oh, cool.
Which kind of goes together if you go barefoot. You want some polish on those tootsies.
Oh, yeah.
June 1st is also National Say Something Nice Day, as well as the 2nd. So June 1st and 2nd have the same holiday. In case you screwed up the first day, you have an opportunity the second day to say something nice. And then on the 2nd, it says National Leave Your Office Early Day. The 3rd is National Repeat Day. The 3rd is National Repeat Day. The 3rd is National Repeat Day.
That was my mother's birthday.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Yeah.
And the 4th is National Hug Your Cat Day.
Ah.
Maybe we'll go to the 5th, National Veggie Burger Day, which makes you happy.
Yes, it does.
Do you make your own?
No, I don't.
Which brand do you buy?
I don't know. It's a green package, mm-hmm. and there's brown, round things on it.
Which are the burgers?
Yeah.
Are they thick or thin? Are they?
Yeah, medium.
Do they taste like meat?
I'd forgotten pretty much what meat tastes like, mm-hmm. because it's been how many years? So I'm going to say sort of.
Mm-hmm. I had last night, mm-hmm. I had, I don't know how else to say it, fake sausage.
Okay.
Big.
Morning side?
Big links. No, they were big. They were like bratwurst. They were big.
Oh, wow.
And I fried them up.
Yeah.
So they got all brown on the outside.
Yeah.
And I threw them in some spaghetti sauce.
Sounds good.
So they flavored the sauce because mm-hmm. Mark won't eat the sausage regardless of what it is. He won't eat sausage. He tried it. Didn't like it.
Mark,
Oh, I hope he didn't hear that. You're in trouble. But they were very good. They were very good. And I can't remember the brand, but they were very good.
And they were as big as bratwurst?
Big as bratwurst. Yep.
Wow.
And browned them up. And you know, when I have veggie burgers and all, I don't miss, and I'm not a vegetarian, but I just don't miss the burger and mm-hmm, the, you know what, mm-hmm, I just don't miss
yeah,
it because
yeah.
it's really all the other stuff I put on it. The avocado and the lettuce and maybe pickles. And
that's the only way I'll eat some of it.
Is with all the stuff on
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because you have to disguise
yeah, yeah.
the burger.
Well,
skip the burger part. Just put it in a bun.
I found this barbecue sauce that I actually like because I don't like spicy things. But this one's pretty good. It's got apple in it.
Oh.
And I can't remember the name of it, but it's
good. That sounds good.
It is.
Speaking of barbecue sauce, Mark and I went out to New York and we ate at this restaurant, not New York City, New York State.
Uh-huh.
And it was called Flavors.
Yeah.
I think it was called Flavor Town. No, it wasn't. It was something in Grill, but Flavortown was on the wall because it's a Guy Fieri restaurant. Guy Fieri is the
okay.
blonde guy from the Food Network.
Yeah. Okay.
He owns part of this restaurant.
Gotcha. Back to the burger.
But it's about food. No, it's about barbecue sauce.
Okay.
It's about barbecue.
Okay.
So we ordered the pulled pork barbecue mac and cheese. Let me tell you something. It was so good. It was Guy Fieri's recipe for the barbecue sauce. It was the creamiest mac and cheese with those twirly noodles that hold the cheese, the
yeah,
twirly ones.
Yeah.
Fusilli. No, that's a car dealership.
They look like penne, but they're not.
It's twirly.
Yeah, yeah.
And it had the pulled pork all over it and the barbecue sauce squirted all over it. And it was so good. And I got so sick.
What got you?
I think the cream and the butter and the cheese.
Oh.
But I'll tell you, it was delicious.
Maybe you're a little lactose intolerant.
Oh, I don't know what I am, but it was so good. So if you want to look up a recipe for pulled pork, mac and cheese, Guy Fieri, barbecue sauce, maybe you'll find it. It was yummy.
Okay.
All right.
But eat it with caution.
Mm-hmm. Eat with caution. Mm-hmm.
Well, I have three true or false, and actually this time only one is false.
Okay.
Number one.
Okay.
NASA landed Apollo 2 on the moon with computers that had less processing power than a cell phone. Number two. Dolly the sheep, the first cloned mammal, was named after country singer Dolly Parton. Number three, every 20 minutes, the world's human population increases by 5,500.
How do they know that? How do they know that? I guess it's calculations and it's math. And it's birth. I guess it's birth.
So that's what you got. Only one is false.
I think I know which one's false.
Okay.
All right, moving on. Do you have anything you'd like to share today before we get into our stuff?
No.
All right.
Like what?
I don't know. Anything that just pops into your head.
There's nothing in my head at the moment. It's all written down onto paper.
Hey, I actually have something to share.
Oh, yes.
Not that. So when I first moved into my neighborhood, I used to do an annual tag sale every year. Mm-hmm. And it was great. It was great. And then COVID hit and we stopped and I haven't done it since. So I don't know the person in my neighborhood, but there's a person in my neighborhood who has decided to start this again.
Oh, wonderful.
And put little flyers out to everyone. And so this is not costing money or anything. It's just to let everyone know, the Orchards tag sale is back.
Uh-huh.
Where everyone, there's seven streets. The Whoa. Orchards is off of East Street, Outer East Street toward Dalton. There's seven streets, all named after apples.
Oh, my gosh.
That's why it's called the Orchards.
Got
There's
sense.
Going to be a huge Orchards neighborhood tag sale June 8th from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. So this is a short one.
Yeah.
Get her done.
How do you do all seven
Get
streets?
Her done. Well, everybody gets this flyer.
Uh-huh.
And everybody knows that this is the day. What happens is what I did and what he's doing, too. He's taking care of all the advertising. He's taking care of the signs, yada, wow. yada, yada. All he's saying is, everybody, put your stuff out in your driveway, or in your garage, or wherever, and have this tag sale together.
I love tag
on
sales.
On June 8th from 8 to 12, so scurry over there.
I don't even care if I don't buy anything. It's a search.
I know. It's fun.
It's just, yeah.
And when we first had this, it was so cool because it was new to the neighborhood. So we had kids with lemonade stands. People baked muffins. We had a preview night for the neighborhood. So it was a real community.
A preview night?
Yeah. So the night before, people in the neighborhood got to walk around to other people's houses and look at their stuff.
So they know ahead of time what they want to buy.
Mm-hmm, they could buy it that night. And some people had appetizers and had people have snacks that night. It was really...
Anybody have drinks?
Oh, really? I don't know. Give them a couple of drinks so they'll buy stuff.
I would.
So June 8th.
Okay.
Big Orchards tag sale.
That sounds like
Alrighty
fun.
Then.
I have two different things today. The Thesaurus is my most favorite book. Because you can do some really funny things with the thesaurus.
Thesaurus.
Like, even pronounce it. That, and I have Don't Throw It Away Because You Can Do This With It kind of thing.
Oh, my gosh.
But.
Mm-hmm.
Five famous movie lines rewritten with a thesaurus. Can you tell what I'm saying?
Oh, I love it.
Here's being observant of you, child.
Here's looking at you, kid.
May the fortitude be with you.
May the force be with you.
I'm going to make him a counter suggestion he can't repudiate.
I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse.
You possessed me at salutation.
You had me at hello.
Forsooth, my pet, I don't give a doodly squat.
I don't give a damn. Frankly, Charlotte, I don't give a damn. Oh, my God. We didn't practice this at all.
No.
Wow.
And you got them all.
We're so connected. Yeah, those are good. I love that. I love that. Okay. You have more of those?
No, I have. I have famous book titles.
Oh, you have more of the same type of thing. Awesome. I love it. So I had here odd things in a will.
Oh.
Things that came up in a will. So this was a petty, this is from willed.com.
Okay.
The petty request. If this isn't the pettiest act to grace the Elizabethan era.
Okay.
Then we'll just see. William Shakespeare literally left his wife Anne Hathaway the second best bed.
The second best bed.
And then the vast majority of his estate went to his daughter, Susanna.
Ooh.
So for our younger readers, Anne Hathaway is not the Hollywood actor Anne Hathaway.
Right, right.
It's back in Shakespeare's time. So his wife got the second best bed. That's it.
Wow.
How do you do that? Really?
I don't think that was a really chummy relationship.
No, no.
I know he was away from home a lot.
Well, doesn't that tell you something?
I guess, yeah. Sure.
It's like Charles Dickens.
Yeah.
Good old Charlie Dickens was away a lot, and we know why.
Hey, Charlie Dickens.
Yes, he had a little thing on the side. Yeah, that's the story.
Yes.
All right.
Famous book titles, if the authors had used a thesaurus.
Okay.
The Grapes of Aspiration.
The Grapes of Wrath.
50 Penumbras of Silvery Ash.
50 Shades of Gray.
The Ravenous Competitions.
Oh, shoot. I don't know that one.
Okay, we'll come back to it.
Okay.
And Adieu to Limbs.
A dude to limbs, a man of leg, man of arms, the men of arms,
The Supremo of the Circlets.
Nope. Okay. No idea.
You got the Grapes of Wrath, you got the 50 Shades of Grey, the Ravenous Competitions. When you're ravenous, you're what?
Hungry. The Hunger Games.
And a dude. Adieu.
Oh, I thought you said a dude.
No, adieu.
Hello.
To limbs.
Hello.
No.
Hi.
No. No. A farewell to arms.
Farewell to arms.
The Supremo of the Circlets.
I don't know what a circlet is.
Think about it.
It's a circle.
Circle. Yeah. It's Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings. A circlet is a circle?
Uh-huh.
Circlet.
Uh-huh.
Sounds French. Or some other language. Billionaire dog heirs. So in 2004, billionaire Leona Helmsley left £8 million to her 9-year-old dog.
Oh, jeez.
Little Maltese. Little dog's name was Trouble. We can only imagine the look on her lawyer's face when they drew up the paperwork. But the best part of the whole thing is this. Her grandchildren were either cut out of the will, because they were already in the will. They were taken out.
Ouch.
Or they were ordered in the will to visit their father's grave annually just to inherit their share.
Whoa, mama darling. Woo.
How would they oversee the visitation at the cemetery to be able to grant? Did the lawyer have to go every time?
Probably.
And how often did they have to visit?
Did they do a video?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. But, you know, it says here that you can't leave money directly to your pets these days. You can leave funds to care for your pets.
That makes more sense.
And Doing so is not that unusual. It says here it's rumored that celebrities like Oprah and Drew Barrymore reportedly have established trusts for their pets.
Betty White must have.
You think?
Oh,
did she
yeah.
have a lot of pets?
Yeah.
I loved Betty White. With millions put aside for the lucky fur children. So there are millions mm-hmm. of dollars mm-hmm. to take care of these animals. But it's always big news when a dog inherits millions, even billions of dollars.
A dog's life isn't that
long. And dog treats are not that expensive.
Wow.
Billions. Don't even get me up on the soapbox.
Oh, that just sounds so strange.
That kind of money, what you could do with that kind of money for people.
Good Lord.
And children.
And your family. Oh, my. How
yes.
heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I think that's when, if you're a child right now and you're listening to this, start barking. Start licking and barking so your parents.
And doodling on the rug so they take you out. Wow. Okay, I do have some really weird ones like that. I don't know if they would be good or not, but something like, okay, let's see. That's not the one I want. What should I use for my papulifrous complexion?
This is a book?
No, this is just a question.
Read it again.
What should I use for my papulifrous complexion?
What shall I use for my eczema?
It's a pimple.
It's a pimple?
Yeah.
So what do I use on my pimple?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What did we use back in the day? Clearasil.
Uh-huh.
Do they make that anymore?
I think they do.
Clearasil.
I never had to. I didn't have that many problems.
Oh, though. I did. Clear. Oh, you name it. I tried it.
Yeah.
I actually tried this medication that they started to do orally way back in the day. And it was before Retin A. It
uh-huh.
was an oral
uh-huh.
kind of Retin A.
Yeah.
And it dries your skin, and it helped, but it also made my lips peel all above and below my lips.
Did you have to drink it?
No, it was a pill. So it would dry me out so much. And I remember being at a restaurant one time with some people, and somebody nudged me and said, your lips are peeling. The skin is hanging off.
Oh, my God.
And I was sitting next to my pastor. And so I had to go in the ladies' room, and I had to peel the little skin off. And you know what else it did? It dried out my vocal cords. I couldn't sing. It did. And I went to the dermatologist, and I said, I don't know what's wrong, but my vocal cords are dried out. And he said, well, I've never heard of that before. You don't have any, like, sweat glands in your vocal cords. So he had to send that side effect out to the powers that be
uh-huh,
to be put
uh-huh.
in that special book.
So you were one of those on the commercial.
Oh, yes. Don't take this if, you know, if this happens. So it was in that little, it was a little thing in the list. Your your lips may peel and your vocal cords may dry out.
Wow.
So, <it's> you sound like a windstorm. Want me to tell my story? I went to, let me think about it. Let's keep going.
All right. Would you like to join me during your refection break to sip my libation?
What?
Would you like to join me during your refection break to sip libation?
Would you like to go out and have a coffee?
Well, sort of. It's like, would you like to go out to lunch or something, you know, that kind of thing. Refection is the taking of refreshment.
Refection?
Mm-hmm.
Refection?
R-E-F-E-C-T-I-O-N.
Refection.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like if you get sick and you have an infection, you get it again, it's a refection.
I think that would be
reinfection. Well, it's shorter. Refection. I got a refection.
Now, please... refrain from ululating.
Oh, must be refrain from smoking. Refrain from sneezing.
No.
Refrain from stop smoking.
No.
Stop. Read it again.
Please refrain from ululating.
Passing gas?
No. That's tooting.
I've never heard that word.
When you ululate, you howl.
You howl?
Howl or utter a loud, usually protracted, high-pitched, rhythmical sound, especially as an expression of sorrow, joy, celebration, or reverence.
And it's called howling?
Ululate.
Ululate.
Mm-hmm.
Do not ululate.
Right.
Yeah, that's an interesting word.
Ululate.
Ululate.
You're late.
You're late. See that? That's not a complete sentence.
No.
You're late. The romantic gesture. So there's the comedian Jack Benny.
Mm-hmm.
So those of you who don't know who Jack Benny is, he was a very, very funny, funny comedian back in our parents' day or
no,
earlier.
Thank you.
He left a touching last wish in his will when he died in 1974.
Oh, my gosh.
Shortly after his death, his widow, Mary Livingstone, mm-hmm. wrote in a magazine, "Every day since Jack has gone, the florist has delivered one long-stemmed rose to my home. I learned that Jack actually had included a provision for the flowers in his will. One red rose to be delivered to me every day for the rest of my life."
Wow. That's a lot of roses.
Yeah.
Well, not sweet.
How about that? So
you
always
listening,
have...
listening, Greg?
Hey, honey, if you're listening, I don't need the rose. Have them deliver crab legs.
Pizza.
Not every day. Make it a little, you know, just a couple every week. That'd be easier.
That'd be better. Yeah, I don't want to have to be overflowing with roses. Okay, the pie crust had an oleaginous texture.
Flaky?
No.
Gooey? Crusty?
Close.
Underbaked? Floury?
Properties of oil.
Oil?
As if derived from olives, that kind of oil. It means greasy with connotations of things that are slick or overly gushing, you know, that kind of thing.
Slick? A pie crust is overly gushing?
I guess. That's all right, never mind.
Well, I know pie crust can be made with lard. That's overly gushing.
Uh-huh.
I had a relative that used to make pies. Her pies were amazing. The crusts were flaky, but it was always made with lard. She always had a pound of lard that was wrapped in waxed paper on the counter, sitting there to make it room temperature.
Yep.
And because she baked a lot. She's a really good baker.
Mm-hmm.
But now we think about lard. Lard is literally animal fat, correct?
Yep. Yes, it is.
And that's what you're making it with.
Yep.
Animal fat.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Okay. Why do teens insist on wearing Galligaskins?
Galligaskins?
Mm-hmm.
Teens?
Yeah.
So they're either wearing, their teens, bell bottoms. I'm going back into the hippie days, love beads. Teens insist on wearing caps, hats, glasses. Hanging down jeans?
Close.
Jeans?
Sort of.
Baggy pants?
Yes!
Ah! We should go on that game show. We should apply.
Which game show?
Password. We should apply.
Oh.
You and, oh my God.
Oh, we can play Password.
Can you imagine you and I could go on Password together?
We should have two guests and have
and
teams.
And play Password.
Yes. I'll be Betty White.
Okay.
I want to play Password.
I think that would be really fun to play Berkshire Password. Stuff Password. Password stuff.
Yeah.
What would we call it?
I don't care.
Oh, I love that idea. That's a great idea.
All right.
Hey,
somebody want to play Password?
Yeah. Email us.
stuffingforus at gmail.com.
Let us know that you want to play password, and we will figure out the details.
Yep.
Because
yep,
we have
yep,
no idea yet, but we know it's a good idea.
Yes, we know how to do it. We just haven't. Yeah.
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 Maybe we should do it on air. Like
anybody in the radio station that's listening is welcome too. You know, staff and people. If you hear this, we would love to have you on the show.
We could try it out on our show.
Uh-huh.
And if it works, we can actually have it filmed. We could go on camera.
What are you with this camera bit?
Because it would be fun. It would be fun. We could get the politicians in our area.
Oh, I wouldn't dare.
We could get people who are well known in our area. We could get Cookie Crumple to come in, and she could play password on TV.
All right, now that one's screwing with my head.
Time for a break.
Oh, yes. 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Tim's Lawn Care, it's almost time for spring cleanups. Tim's Lawn Care can also take care of your landscaping, lawn care, mulching, and more. Tim's Lawn Care, 413-281-4222 and online at timslawncarelandscaping.com. Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal, opportunity grows here, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from Evco Hypnosis. Want to lose weight, quit smoking, sleep better, or relieve stress and anxiety? Evco Hypnosis is here to help you become happier, healthier, and stronger. Call 413-212-0283 or go to evcohypnosis.com. That's evcohypnosis.com.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield.
Eatsa Pizza is back. Join PCTV and WTBR for the biggest and tastiest pizza event around on May 23rd at Berkshire Hills Country Club on Benedict Road in Pittsfield. Enjoy pizza from Pizza Trails, Dalton HD Pizza, The Locker Room, and much more. And decide who will win the People's Choice Award. It's a pizza at Berkshire Hills Country Club on May 23rd. And tickets are different for adults and for children. Under 12 are, well, you should get them in advance. Get your tickets now at pittsfieldtv.org/pizza now.
Pizza, pizza.
Pizza, pizza.
Pizza, pizza. I want to go to that, and I can't because I'm already committed. Well.
we use that term loosely around here.
Pizza, pizza. That sounds like so much fun.
It is.
I hope you all go out there.
Go hungry.
And remember, the Orchards Tag Sale, which is 7 streets off of East Street, Outer East Street toward Dalton, June 8th from 8 to 12. Come out there. There'll be tag sales on every single street in the neighborhood.
Dang. I don't know how you can do 7 streets at once.
Mm.
I'm going to need to get a drone to fly over it to check out.
The first. You do that. Then you could stand at the top of the street.
Say, I want that.
And show everybody. Go here, go there, go here, go there. The first year we did this, the traffic was so bad.
Uh-huh.
It was very bad.
You should have a little van sitting somewhere to pick people up and drive them back.
Would you
stuff.
Like to do that?
No.
Mm. Yeah, it calmed down because the first year, the first 2 years was such a new thing that was just like hordes and hordes and hordes of people.
People die for the winter waiting for these things.
Yes, it's so much fun. It's so community. And some people
Why is it so short?
I usually did it until 2 or 3 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
But maybe this is better for most people. Maybe they just want to get her done and have the rest of the day.
But if people start at one end, they don't get to the other end, and that person loses out.
Possibly. Got to get there at 8. You can do the whole neighborhood in eight. No, it is. It's okay. It's a small neighborhood.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
It's pretty compact. You've been to my house.
Yes.
It's like that. It's pretty compact.
All right. And I can see the street.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
All right.
I want to tell this story so bad.
I want to hear it so bad.
So I had to get some blood work done. So I went, and this is not, I don't mean anything insulting about this at all. It was just so funny.
Okay.
I go to get my blood work done. I go in. There's nobody there. Uh-huh. Nobody there at all.
Not even staff?
Well, there was staff. Okay. Nobody there, though. So I went to the room where the staff was. Very, very nice people. And I said, hello. And the girl said, go over there. So I thought she meant the next cubicle. And she said, no, take a number. And I'm looking around, and there's nobody there. So I said, okay. And I took a number. She said, have a seat. And I said, okay. So I had a seat.
Wait a minute.
Nobody's there. So there's another woman there working. Again, very, very nice. And I hear her in the back say, okay, I'll take her. So she came out, and she said, number 43. And I'm looking around, and there's nobody there. And
What's your number?
I'm 45. And she said, okay, come over here. So I go to her cubicle. Very, very nice lady. She signs me in. She signs me in, and we go in the back, and there's nobody there.
Okay.
Draws my blood. Yeah. Again, really nice. Did a great job. I didn't even get a bruise or anything.
Uh-huh.
And we go to leave, and she said, I just want to remind you, when you come the next time, come in, take a number, and then go and sit. I said, and again, I'm looking around and thinking, okay. And I left. And I am just waiting for John Quinones to step out and say, hey, you're on our show. What would you do?
That is hysterical.
It was hysterical.
Oh my God.
I got to tell you the next part of the story.
Okay.
I go in my car. I call my sister because I know she's going to think this is hilarious. She's in her car with her daughter. I call her. I tell her what happens. I'm hysterically laughing. My niece is laughing. My sister says, oh, well, who was there? I said, well, I don't know. Well, who signed you in? I don't know. Well, was it Judy or whatever? Debbie? I don't know. Well, did she have long hair? I don't know. I don't remember. I guess. Oh, I said, Patty, why does this matter? And she said, because I want to know how her knee is. So I'm hysterical laughing, and she's telling me about her knee. And my niece says, Auntie Lenny, go back inside and find out. We need to find out who was there. If this person was new, if this person's knee is okay, and is she Debbie?
Did you go back inside?
I did not, but you know what? Hindsight, if I could go back in time, uh-huh. I would have marched right back in there. But I can tell you one thing, I would have taken a number had I gone back inside.
Oh, that is so funny.
It's just so funny.
Oh, my stomach hurts.
But hey, if you're out there and you know who I'm talking about, you guys were great. You were wonderful. You were professional.
Oh,
you were fun and kind, and I didn't get a bruise.
But what gets past me is that she read a number versus somebody that wasn't there.
It was really good. I really thought I was on the show. Anyway.
That was beautiful.
Anyway.
Beautiful, okay. Beautiful. Thank you for that. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to take that. Oh, I got to tell everybody about that.
That was great.
All right. Simple solutions. I have a book here. It says, don't throw it out. Recycle, renew, and reuse to make things last. And this one is for a fridge.
Oh.
Have you got a lot of people in your family that open the fridge door and then just don't close it? They just walk away?
Sometimes, but maybe.
Okay.
I don't want to get anybody mad at me.
If family members are constantly leaving the refrigerator door ajar, that's a terrific waste of energy. Not to mention wear on the appliance. The secret to converting your fridge door into a self-closing variety is find two small squares of quarter-inch thick plywood, slide them under the front legs of the refrigerator. Now gravity will pull your door closed.
Brilliant idea.
There's one caveat. You have to forego this if you have an automatic ice maker, because they have to be level to operate.
Aha.
But if you don't, go for it.
Go for it. You know what I was thinking, too, about an old refrigerator? If you have one, you could take the door right off, and you could just use it for storage in the basement. Right?
Oh, I was waiting to find out how you'd keep food fresh that way.
No. You use it to put things on. It could be a very good craft area.
Do you know how dangerous those things are? Oh, well,
if
you
take
the door off.
Throw the door away. And then just put your crafts in the drawers. You could your little whatever you've got. You could put some things in the drawers, some things on the shelves, and you have little a crafterator.
They make shelves and bookcases.
I'm just trying.
Oh, I came up with an idea though that I was thinking about doing. Do you ever have desks or anything that you lose the desk but you still have the drawer?
Wait.
Well, either it broke down or there's...
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, you lost your desk, but you have a drawer? Let's talk about this.
You
want to lay down on the couch and talk to me?
Put them on the ground.
Oh.
And then you can put like two boards or something on the sides and screw into the drawers, and there you've got shelves.
You do?
Yeah.
That's a very good idea.
Well, thank you.
You can also use drawers for raised bed planters.
I guess yes you can.
You'd have to line them, wouldn't you?
I think so. Yeah. Aluminum foil, maybe
something, but then you'd have to have drainage. Oh, that's too complicated.
I like it.
So right up your alley, my dear. Guess what I have right here.
What do you have up my alley?
I have, this is from clevergirlfinance.com. And you're talking about recycling. This is toilet paper rolls. The rolls inside.
Oh, yeah.
It says you may scratch your head at this one, but people actually buy empty toilet paper rolls. They're used for crafts and other projects, and you can sell them on eBay.
You can get them for free when you buy the toilet
Well, how many
paper?
Do you need? What if you're making like 100 crafts? It might take you a while, depending on your bathroom habits.
Not really, because I asked my husband to save me them, and I'm overflowing with
you
them.
Have a lot of the little cardboard?
Yeah.
Hey, any of you crafters out there who happen to need a cardboard toilet paper roll?
You can't have mine.
Okay. So it says, rather than tossing out those empty rolls, box them up and make some money. Go on eBay and sell your toilet paper rolls.
Oh.
There you go.
Thank you.
That's all I have for that.
Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. Lawn measuring cups. If they're cracked or that you just don't like them anymore, or you've got new ones, you don't know what to do with them.
Plastic.
Yeah, sure. Actually, laundry room, use them to scoop liquid or powdered detergent. You can use them as scooping potting soil, fertilizer, grass seed, mulch. You can use them to clean kitty litter and litter boxes and gerbils. And you can keep a plastic measuring cup in the freezer to scoop ice. And you can let the kids or grandkids use the cups to mix paints, mold clay, or store small game pieces.
And isn't that something that we never think of that?
Yeah.
We never think, like my bird seed. I actually had this happen the other day. I'm like, oh, how am I going to scoop this out? And I had to get my trowel from my garden. Never thought of, it's logical. Mm-hmm. I mean, duh.
Mm-hmm.
Go
mm-hmm.
use an old measuring cup.
I got to tell you, though, this one is my favorite. I have to tell you this one. It's a use for an old cutting board. And everybody has an old wood cutting board somewhere that they don't use anymore. You take an old cutting board camping, throw it in the fire once you've used it to cook the last meal of your trip. No cleanup and nothing to haul home.
What?
You throw it into the fire and let it take
You throw away your cutting board?
Yeah, if it's that old and you don't use it.
Why did you bring it camping then?
Because you can use it while you're camping. Oh, I like that one.
Because you don't like to clean up.
No.
Hey, be careful if you ever go camping with her. You may find some of your stuff thrown
right,
in the fire.
What about in your garden? If you're in your garden and you need to step somewhere, but you don't want to step on a plant or something, you can slide your cutting board down on the ground and you can use that as a stepping stone.
True.
Mm-hmm.
I have an old cutting board I used for something.
Yeah?
Yep. It was a big old cutting board, and my grandkids wanted to make a swing from the tree. And we got rope, and we got a drill, and we drilled four holes in the corners.
Perfect.
And they put the rope through, and I have a swing in my backyard that when I'm dead, my grandkids can say, oh, that was Mima's cutting board.
Oh.
Yep. So if you have a big, and this was a large cutting board. You can't really use a tiny cutting board for that.
Not really.
And you know what else? You talked about paint.
Uh-huh.
So when my grandkids would come over to paint, I used a cupcake tin. And they put the paints in each little thing.
That's a good
thing.
One. That's
and if you don't want to mess up your cupcake tin, you just put the little liners in there.
Mm-hmm.
And they can have
mm-hmm.
all the colors mm-hmm. right there.
Good idea.
Clever.
What a day.
Do you know you can make money by selling your eggs?
Which eggs?
You notice I said your eggs?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I don't know if I've even gotten any more.
I don't.
If you're talking
so
that.
We're out of luck. No, not chicken's eggs, girls. You can
your
actually.
Eggs.
I don't know how I feel about this morally, but I will read it.
Yes, go ahead.
Actual female reproductive eggs. It's not an easy process. You have to qualify to become an egg donor, but the average compensation for egg donors ranges from $5,000 to $10,000, according to Egg
Ooh.
Donor America. It's one of the most extreme, frugal living ideas to save money, but a high-paying one at that. If you have your eggs that have been frozen, you can also sell those.
Now, is there an age where they won't buy your eggs?
92.
Seriously?
No, I'm kidding.
Don't you?
You don't have eggs anymore after menopause.
Do you? Oh, really?
I don't think so.
No.
Do you? Do you?
I don't. No, I don't have to get rid of them anyway. Because, you know, there's nothing that goes on down there.
Okay. Let's see. We will move right along to making your own soap. You can make your own soap. Yes, you can make your own laundry detergent, and that is frugal, and I don't know how you make it. You have to look that up, but just a little segue. It doesn't even connect at all, but you can do that. Okay, let's see what else we have while Bev puts her brain back in her head. You can rent out your car. Oh, yes, you can. She's back. You can go to a website called Turo, T-U-R-O.
Not a lease car.
And you can, no. No, good point. Good point. Do not rent out your leased car.
No.
Okay. No. You can rent out your car, though, for people coming to the area. I actually have heard of people doing this. They literally do. You go to their house, you pick up the car, and you take the car, and it's a little risky. But
thank you so much.
Go to Turo, T-U-R-O, .com, and see how you can rent out your car.
One of these days, they're going to
bucks.
Tell me to show it.
And make sure you check with your insurance company prior to renting out your car. Making sure that whoever's driving your
car. We can get really dangerous.
Is covered under your insurance policy.
Okay. NASA landed Apollo 2 on the moon with computers that had less processing power than a cell phone. True or false?
Oh, are we at the end of our show already?
Yeah,
we're just ramping up, man.
Dolly the sheep, the first cloned mammal, was named after country singer Dolly Parton. Every 20 minutes, the world's human population increases by 5,500.
Is it really the end of our show?
It is. Stop it.
I don't think that Dolly Parton was part of the sheep thing. I would be surprised, but I don't think so.
Okay. NASA landed Apollo 2 on the computers, less processing power than a cell phone. True. Dolly Parton, the sheep, is true.
What?
Stockmen dubbed the sheep Dolly because she was cloned from a memory cell.
I wonder how Dolly Parton feels about this. But then again, Dolly Parton is a pretty wise woman.
Yes, she was.
Her biography is pretty interesting. She knows exactly what she's doing.
All right, now for a sober ending. Every 20 minutes, the world's human population increases by 5,500. It's false. It increases by 3,500, which is still kind of egregious. But in the same time, one or more species of animal or plant life is wiped out, roughly 27,000 species per year.
Of animal?
Animals and plants.
The whole species?
Yeah.
Is wiped out?
They go extinct.
Oh, that's a shock.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
very mm-hmm. shocking. I did not know that. And I wonder which ones they are, if they keep track. They must keep track if they know how many.
I would think so.
That's just so many.
I read somewhere once where they had the DNA. They found some DNA of the mastodons that used to roam, and they were thinking about trying to
bring them back.
Mm.
That'd be scary. Ever see any of those movies? Well, I tell you, you got that thing that their foot goes down in the middle of North Street and crushes people like a bug. Those big, giant dinosaurs.
Oh. What is that? A streptococcus? What is that?
No, that's something you have to take medication for, but we'll talk about that another time.
The views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.
Like, but don't do it here. Well, I jumped up. And here we go for the 100th time. Hand grenade.